This is the PM 40 Daily Show, brought to you by Paparitalo Publications and Pulp and Paper Radio International. And now, stand by for today's PM 40 update.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Steve Rausch, Vice President and Publisher and Editor at Paparitalo Publications, and this is the PM 40 update for the 12th of September, 2022. The PM 40 closed up again for the second consecutive trading day at 51.76, up 56 points from the previous close. We'll highlight the winners and the losers right after these messages.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures. No physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923, or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
And we're back. The top gainer for the day was Sappi, closing at $2.80, up 10.7%. Rayonier Advanced Materials also gained, closing up 4.7%. at $4.88. Other winners were Glatfelter, Mondi, and Smurfit Kappa. The day's biggest decliner was IT Tech Packaging, which closed at $0.90, down 2.2%. Weyerhaeuser also lost, closing down 0.2% at $34.56. And the only other decliner for the day was Clearwater Paper, so everybody was up except for IT Tech Packaging, Weyerhaeuser, and Clearwater Paper. 37 up, 3 down. Hooray! You've been listening to the PM40 Daily Show. This PM40 update has been provided only as a courtesy to our listeners. Nothing said here is to be construed as financial advice. Always consult with financial professionals before taking action on market data from any source. Copyright 2022, Paparitalo Publications, all rights reserved.